as the stock market opens in a little over an hour. See how a reaction might come to the Federal Reserve action yesterday, making its eighth consecutive rate hike since March of 2022. A short-term rate increase of a quarter of a percentage point to the highest level since late 2007. We're going to talk a little bit about the possible impact of this and what the future may hold. Back with us this morning, the director of the McNair Center at Northwood University, economist Dr. Timothy Nash is with us this morning on WKZO. Dr. Nash, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Well, this was no surprise. We've been seeing this coming for several weeks now. Is this an encouraging sign, or as Jerome Powell kind of put it yesterday, not all that much to get optimistic about?
Yeah, I would say it's encouraging in the sense that in the last few months we've gone from a three-quarters of a percent increase to a half percent increase. Now we're down to a quarter of a percent increase. It's encouraging in that regard. You hope that we're going to get to a no increase or a flat rate coming out of the open market committee meetings in the next months. And then you're hoping that they actually begin to decline or reduce the federal funds rate. So overall, as we've talked before, I believe the Federal Reserve waited too long. They should have been tackling inflation about 15, 16 months ago with much smaller increases, and I think we'd be in a better position. The chair also said that the target was 5.25%, so it's going to take 2 to 3 0.25% increases in the months of ahead, the next meeting being in March, to get to that level. So as you know, the federal funds rate is the rate banks charge each other to borrow money, and it's the rate the Fed charges banks to borrow money. So, you know, if you take a simple example, if the federal funds rate goes to 5.25%, and you want to maintain a margin of about 2% profit on your loans, or, you know, 30-some percent profit, you know, the difference between the two, it means something like a home mortgage interest rate, which has a national average yesterday of 6.38%, you know, could go up another half to a full point in the months ahead, making it more difficult for people to buy homes. Be the same thing with credit card interest rates will go up, automobile interest rates will go up, the rate for businesses to borrow money to expand or buy new equipment will go up, and all of those things, higher interest rates will slow economic activity in those areas.
Well, as we look toward the future here, there's still that R word being bounced around, as in recession. A number of financial wizards have predicted something of that nature is coming. Does this impact this action in any way, or are we still on track for some kind of a recession?
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself a financial wizard, but unfortunately, I'm still in that camp. I would say that in the second half of this year, you know, maybe the middle of the year, I think we're going to be in a recession. I think it's going to be a slow, you know, relatively minor recession that we should be able to get out of quickly. You know, similar to what we looked at in the first half of 2022, where we had two consecutive negative quarters in GDP. It really all, Ken, depends on what the government's going to decide to do. Number one, we need to get inflation under control. It's still 6.5% based on the last reading. It's still among the worst periods in 40 years. It's a lot better than the 9% in the last third of 2022. But we still have a lot of inflation to get out of the economy. And then, you know, the other factor is we're regulating our economy, making things more difficult. Oil, gasoline, you know, gasoline prices have gone up quite a bit in the last month, between 30 and 40 cents. And a lot of that's due to our regulations. We keep making it difficult for the production and the sale of oil and thus gasoline, natural gas here in the U.S. And those prices are passed on to consumers.
Economist Dr. Timothy Nash with us this morning on WKZO. What about this debt ceiling issue that we're grappling with? Is there any impact that these actions by the Fed has on that? Does it move us closer to default? Does it do anything of that nature?
Well, yeah, that boy, Ken, that's a great question. That's the best question I've been asked in interviews in the last couple of days. Because, you know, as the Fed moves up interest rates, one of the real costs in our economy today is making interest payments on our national debt. And you know, interest payments on the national debt, the gross interest costs are now over $500 billion a year. You know, that interest cost that we pay just to finance the national debt, not even a payment on principal to reduce it, that's just under the entire GDP of the state of Michigan. And when the interest rate goes up across the board, it costs the government has to borrow that money. So we have to pay more interest on our national debt. And our national debt in the last, not even 10 years has gone from the high teens to $31.5 trillion and growing. So if the debt's going up and we're paying more interest on it because of a higher interest rate, you know, that makes the cost of doing government higher. You know, the interest on the national debt, Ken, is now a top 10 item on the federal budget. 40 years ago, it wasn't even in the top 100 items on the federal budget.
All right, bottom line, exit question. Is the Fed not done raising interest rates then?
I think that we're looking at 2 to 3.25% increases in the next 6 months.
All right. We shall see. Dr. Timothy Nash has been our guest from the McNair Center at Northwood University, Michigan economist, joining us frequently to sort out the issues surrounding the things that are happening on the economic scene, interest rates and more. As always, appreciate your time. Thanks so much this morning.
Keep up the great work, Ken. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being with us.